Translation: when the time of death arrived for the foolish Ajamil, he began thinking exclusively of his son, Narayana.
So, in the previous verse, also, it has been described, Bhojan, Payana, Mura. And here is also, Saivam Vartamana Agya. Agya means one who has no sufficient knowledge. He is called Agya. And Mura means as, that's it. So in both the verses, the Ajamil is described as fool, rascal, and without sufficient knowledge. Why? Because he is attached to the child and he does not know that death is coming. Death is there. This is our position. We say that God is dead. God is not dead. God is coming very soon, wait a few years. He'll be dead. This is the position. You rascal, God is not dead. God is coming to kick you, to kill you. Yes, Krishna said, Mrityu sarva harasya aham. What is death? Just like in your previous life you had been something, death means you have forgotten everything. Suppose I was a very big king or prime minister or president, but that is all finished. Now I have got another life, another chapter of life. Tathādihāntara-prāpti. You have to change your body. It may be lower degree or higher degree, but you have to change your body. There are 8,400,000 species of life, forms of life. You have to accept one of them. That is our real problem. If we forget the real problem and blindly or foolishly say that God is dead, God may be dead, but God's law is not dead. Suppose a king dies, a president dies, does it mean the government dies? The government will go up. You can say God is dead. God is not dead, neither you are dead. But if you foolishly say that God is dead, that does not mean his law is also dead. The law is gone. One king may be dead, the next his son or somebody will become king, and the government law is gone. So what is the use of talking foolishly like God is dead? God may be dead, God is never dead. This is going on. This morning we are talking. So we are concerned with the laws of God. God may be dead or alive. It doesn't matter. Suppose by law we are prisoners. We are in the prison house and all of a sudden the president or the king died. Does it mean we shall be free? No. You have to rot. That was Bengali proverb say, Rajamole Rajyo Atkayana. Then if the king dies, his government is not stopped. We should remember that. So that government is prakriti, the material nature. It's a prakriti kriyamanani guni karmani sarvasa. You are reading Bhagavad Gita. So These are all foolish things. That God is there, I don't care for God. But God is not dead. You are dead because you are dead actually, because this body, the bodily concept of life, this body is dead. Tonight you are driving one car, but if you think that I am the car is dead. The car is moving because you are alive. Similarly, this dead body, is dead, already dead, from the very beginning. But it is moving on account of the soul. This is knowledge. It is dead from the very beginning. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said that what is called? I did not forget. Apranasya hi devasa mannanang lokaranyam. Apranasya hi devasa. Deha. Deha means this body. So, either it is dead or alive, it has no life. Apranasya hi devasa. Deha. It's not alive. It is always dead. Simply we understand, because we are foolish rascals, we understand that this body is dead when the soul is alive. The body is always dead. So bhagava-bhakti-vihinasya jati-japastapa-kriya. If one is not Krishna conscious, bhagava-bhakti-vihinasya, then he is big nationality, jati, his achievement, japas tapa, his activities, everything of Bhagavad Bhakti, Vihinastha, jati, japas tapa, kriya, all these things are like decoration of the dead body. Apranasya hi devasya mannanang lokaranya. Mannanang lokaranya. We are decorating this body with flower, ornaments, nice cloth. How long? So long the life is there. Then it is beautiful. Otherwise, no more beautiful. If you garland, suppose I become dead and you garland, it may be pleasing to somebody. But what is the value? There is no value. So this material civilization, they're decorating this body. So the bodily concept of life is condemned in the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita. This knowledge was given to Arjuna by Krishna when he surrendered. When he was talking friendly, he did not say. When Krishna, Arjuna, submitted, Krishna, I am now perplexed. So, how my intelligence can be revived? You know, Krishna, Arjuna knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So, his perplexed position can be solved by Krishna, that he knew. Therefore, he said, Shishyasteham sadhimam prapannam. Krishna, no more friendly talks. We are wasting time. Now I become your disciple, Shishya. Shishya means disciple. You kindly advise me. I am surrendering unto you. Tadvidhi panipatina. Spiritual master means you must surrender to me. If you talk foolish, then you will not be benefited. You must submissively hear and accept what Mary said. So, when Krishna began to teach him as teacher, the first thing he uttered, anyone can say what he first said?
Asha.
Satchananda Shruchastam, Prajnalalan Savas. Gatasun Agatasun, sir. Nanu Shruchanti Pandita. My dear Arjuna, you are talking like very learned scholar, but you are so rascal that you are talking of this body. So far the body is concerned, either it is dead or alive, it is not the subject matter of any talk. Nanu Shruchanti Pandita. Those who are learned scholars, they don't talk about the body, they'll talk about the soul. That is Pandita. What is this? This is dead body. Suppose this is cloth. Now if you talk about this cloth, you can talk. You can write volumes of books. This silk was purchased from that shop and it was manufactured in such and such date. And the man manufactured, he's like this, he's like this. You can go on talking nonsense like that. And can write books. So all these rascal philosophers, they are writing about this cloth. That's all. Jatsanatu buddhi kunapetiva. And this is not the subject matter for the learned scholar. Nanu Shruchanti Pandita. What is this body? A combination of matter, it is already dead because the living soul is there, it is moving, and as soon as the living soul is out of this body, it is useless, dead of matter. So, what is there important talking about this dead body? That's the word, that's the, it is made of this earth, earthly ingredient, bhumi rapana, and it will become again. You go either there are three. Transformation of this body. One transformation is as, another transformation is to, another transformation is earth. There are three different types of transformation. Just like Christian people, they bury the body. So, in due course of time, you will find, say after 10 years, the body is finished, it is now earth. The body has become earth. And Hindus, they burn it, so the body becomes ash. And the Parsis, they throw the body to be eaten by the vultures. It becomes stool. This is the last, I will say, transformation of this body. And we are so much busy about this ash, tool and earth. Just see how foolish we are. Therefore, Krishna said to Arjuna, gatasuna gatasuns. Just like motor car. With driver or no driver. What is it is? It is dead matter. That's all. Why one should be busy about this motor car? One should be busy about the driver, whether he is paid nicely, whether he is eating nicely. We drive. If you don't take care of the driver, simply you wash the car, what is the use? The car will not be moving without driver. Similarly, the whole civilization should be on the basis of understanding the soul. That is civilization. So unfortunately, by the spell of Maya, just like this Ajanila, he is committing sinful activities. He is now rogue, thief, cheater. He doesn't care about that. But he is taking care of the body of the child. He is thinking, this child will save me when I will be in danger. There is another verse in the second canto. Dihavatta kalatradishu atma sanneshu asasu api. Pramatta tasya nidhanam pasyannapi na pasyati. Deha means his body. Apatta means children. Dehapatta. Kalatra means wife. Dehapatta kalatradishu. Atma sanneshu. Here is struggle for existence and we are thinking that this my strong body and my nice children and my wife, they are my soldiers, as I am saying. Everyone is thinking that. Right? Now I am in a good family. I've got my family members very nice. I've got very strong body. Oh, what do I care? God is there. That's all. This is our misconception. We are thinking that this paraphernalia, my country, my community, my countrymen, or my family, my wife, my children, so many things, mine. So I am thinking that they will give me all protection. No. Therefore in the Bhagavad it is said, Dehavatra kalatradi suru, asasurabhi. He knows that they will be finished. They cannot give protection to themselves. What protection they will give to me? This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Dehapatra kalatradishu, atma sanyesu asasuvapi, pramata tasya nidhanam. He knows that they will be finished. Pasyannapinapasyati. He has practical experience. He still he does not see. This is called maya. Maya means thing is one and is thinking otherwise. His soldier, the so-called soldier, the protector, will be finished, but he still is depending on him. Suppose a bird is flying with his family in the sky. But if there is some danger, then no other bird can help you. You have to help yourself. That's an aeroplane. Say, dozens of aeroplane is flying. But if one aeroplane is in danger, no other plane can give him any help. It will fall down and crash, finish. So we have to take care of ourselves. Then we are thinking, my country, my community, they're all busy in this way. They will save me. No. When death will come, nobody will save you. Remember that. Your challenge is God is dead. When God will come and make you kill him, nobody can save you. So we are so foolish, we are thinking that God is dead and I shall continue my life and my wife, my children, my countrymen, my nation will save me. That is not possible. Thank you very much. Jai, Jai, Jai.